never gave the score. Finally, Miami scored with a minute to go to make it 27-22.
We'll be right back. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to everyone here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we speak to you from Lima Perry High School. It's week 10 of football webcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com, which launches its 10th calendar year this coming January. Tonight, a big game for the Fort Loramie Redskins, an important contest here at Lima Perry, as the Redskins, losers of their first four, winners of their last five, vie for their seventh straight playoff appearance here tonight against Perry. Also, a victory over the Commodores would assure the Redskins of no worse than a tie for the Northwest Central Conference Championship. Win, and the Redskins are in. Who would have dreamed, Chuck, 5 weeks ago, a month into the season, this would have been possible? Three straight play-in games, so to speak, for Fort Loramie.
Well, and it has been. And you look at, yes, they lost four games to really good opponents, but a couple of the times they didn't look very good.
Right.
And, boy, I'll tell you, I think that the Lehman game is what turned this team around. They came into that game, I would guess, you know, if I was handicapping it, they would have been the underdog.
Uh-huh.
And they came into that game, and they just took Lehman apart, ran the football, did a great job of containing Lehman. Lehman didn't score. The final was 35-19, but it was 35-13 late in the game before Lehman scored one that didn't matter at the end. So they are on a roll at the right time, and I think you got to give all the credit to Whit Parks. He has turned this football team around.
A masterful performance by Coach Parks leading this squad. How about last week? Down 12-0, Upper Soda Valley running the ball at will the first quarter. Defensive adjustments on the fly by Coach Parks and his coaching staff, and Fort Loramie won a 16-12 conquest of Upper Soda Valley. Wasn't easy, but an enormous win on the road in Northwest Central Conference play to keep the postseason hopes alive for the Redskins.
Well, Upper Soda Valley was a good football team,
yep.
And when they were down 12-0, it would have been easy to fold the tents and say, well, we've had a nice comeback, but they made the adjustments. The coaching staff did a great job. The kids adjusted, and it was one of the best football games I've seen in a while.
Lima Perry is 2-7 coming into this game tonight. It's a club that last year at Fort Loramie reeled off three touchdowns. Fort Loramie won that game 35-22. But this Lima Perry team is blessed with a lot of speed, just like Upper Soda Valley last week. The listeners tonight may recognize the name of Plummy Gardner. He's the outstanding junior quarterback for Lima Perry. He was injured next to last play of the Lehman game earlier this year, hasn't returned since, has gotten reps during the week, could be back tonight. He is blessed with lightning speed, and he has rolled up 300 yards in two games against Lehman Catholic this year, last season against Fort Loramie. If he plays, Chuck, and is at full tilt running the football from that quarterback spot, and Fort Loramie's defense will have its hands full once again this week.
Well, I think that Loramie's got some good team speed, especially in the skill positions. That's what they're going to have to guard against tonight, is to make sure that Perry does not get out on the edge and turn the corner like Upper Seattle Valley did early in the game last week. On the opposite side, they've got to be able to run the football between the tackles to make their outside game, which is where they're really a threat to score. That's what makes it go. So you run between the tackles, hit them to the outside, and that's going to be Loramie's game plan tonight.
Yeah, this Lima Perry team is not built on a lot of strength from tackle to tackle. It's a finesse athletic team. Fort Loramie wants to hang on to the football and pound it, running play after running play, and chew time off the clock. Keep the ball out of the hands of Gardner if he does play, and his comrade in the offensive backfield, Brandon Neal, who will quarterback in place of Gardner if Plummy doesn't line up at the QB spot tonight. Brandon Neal, as Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks noted for us earlier in the week, is a fine athlete in his own right. You'll also hear the name of Wanya Smith for Lima Perry. He's a good running back, 5'8", 150, a junior. This Lima Perry team can score points in bunches, just like Upper Soda Valley last week. It's a team not blessed with a good kicking game. This Lima Perry club, Chuck, will go for two after virtually every score. But that has been a trouble spot because Lima Perry has lost two games this year, missing extra points, 28-25 to Lehman Catholic. Last week, 20-18 to Hardin Northern. Hey, Fort Loramie's specialist, Josh Siegel, the difference maker last week, the three-point field goal and the kick for the PAT, the four-point difference in the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, what Perry's going to do tonight and what Loramie has to guard against is they do have the ability with their quickness. If you don't stay in your lanes and you don't play your assignment football, they can score from any place on the field.
Right.
So you just got to make sure that on every play you're cognizant of where you're supposed to be and what your lane as an assignment is.
Unlike last week, it's a bit chillier tonight. I'd say down, 12, 13 degrees from last week?
Yeah, I'd say we're probably in the upper 40s right now. Still pretty good for the 10th football game of the year.
Cloudy skies overhead. I did see a little spritzing in the atmosphere in Piqua and Sydney about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, but it's dry right now. And the field here at Lima Perry High School is in excellent shape.
Yep.
It is thick, it's green, it's plush. Maybe not as quite as good looking as Fort Loramie's, which has been dynamite all year long on the campus of Fort Loramie High School, but this Lima Perry playing surface is in super condition, and thank goodness the rain we had this week didn't happen on a Thursday, Friday, Chuck.
Right, yeah, and a lot of these fields get so much because the JV, the freshmen, a lot of people play. They bring in their youth groups to play on this, so that's when these fields get torn up, but this one looks like it's in great shape.
By the way, Lima Perry won the toss and will defer. Fort Loramie will get the football first here at the start of the game. We've got the opening kickoff for you in just about 20 minutes. I'd like to remind you that Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie is one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, and meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Tom and Jerry's, a Fort Loramie game sponsor, along with M&A Muffler and Tires and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You've already heard from those two underwriting sponsors just prior to our webcast start here tonight. We're also on the air thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Also on the air, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which underwrites our halftime report. And the Sydney Daily News, providing you with the best local sports page coverage around, plus Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf is the developer for Timber Trail, the fine new subdivision south edge of Anna, Route 25A, just north of I-75. Anna Schools near Honda, wooded lots available. Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders, the developer. He can also customize a brand new home for you. Middendorf Builders, Timber Trail subdivision, home customization at its best at Middendorf Builders. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. There's no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the Goffney website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Thanks as well to these Anna community sponsors: Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, On-Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship, too, at Wells Brothers in Anna. Carter Mesher last week, Chuck, for the Fort Loramie Redskins was spectacular. Coach Whit Parks, whose comments we'll hear in just a moment, notes that he didn't dream he'd run Carter more than 20 times. He did. He was the hot running back last week. He's just a ninth grader. Wow, does he possess a lot of talent.
Well, he had a spin move in the middle of that line when they were down 12-0 and made a terrific run. down. Yeah, he was outstanding. And, you know, a great coach understands that, you know, your plan is one thing, but what you see out there is what what you go with, and Mesher was absolutely the best running back on the field, including the Sloan kid from Upper Scioto Valley.
Yes, he was fantastic, too. And how about that sleight of hand maneuver by Drew Werman? Like a basketball player, he goes behind his back with the pigskin after faking to a running back, and he carries out the fake, does the running back, as if he's got the ball. Then Drew makes it disappear. It's on his hip behind him. Then he rises up and pitches it to Blake Geyer, who is wide open down the field for a big touchdown pass that won the game.
Well, I saw him do that against Lehman, I thought. I looked at it, and I thought, did he go behind his back? And then last week I saw him do it, and that's a terrific move. I mean, it takes some guts to do that with the ball, but you wouldn't want to do it in traffic. But everybody lost the football, and you're right, Geyer was standing down there, could have called for a fair catch.
A 12-0 deficit faced the Fort Loramie Redskins last week. Upper Soda Valley had the upper hand first quarter. Then Fort Loramie turned it around. Head coach Whit Parks of the Redskins said, we weren't quite ready to play, but we made some terrific adjustments on the fly in that game against Upper Soda Valley last week.
You know, what a great win, first of all, you know, to be able to come back like that after being down 12-0 in the first quarter. But they hit us fast and hit us quick and got a couple of really big runs on us. And you know, practice simulation and game speed are a whole different thing when you're playing against your scout team during the week. And we found a difference when we started that game. So some of the things we had planned on doing, we had to adjust. We had to bring our strong safety and one of our outside linebackers up because they were getting cracked, blocked, and widen our defensive ends, and after we did that, we pretty much shut down their sweep, and a really good running football team, really a good football team. I thought Upper was real physical and well-coached and had a great plan against us.
Yeah. I like the names of your linebackers who made those adjustments and then performed so well and slowed down Sloan, the great back for Upper, just enough.
Well, Brad Plyman and Cody Gasson are two outside backers, and they got taken apart a couple of times early in the game on a crack block. Mm-hmm. So they made the adjustment, did very well after that. And our two inside backers, Dan Burning and Jacob Kitzmiller, both had really good football games. So, I mean, it was kind of a complete thing. You know, our ends, Nate Plyman and Frank Meyer, I mean, they had good football games, too. So, I mean, it was a team defensive effort, and our defense really had to rise to the challenge several times to keep us in that game and to win the game for us.
You mentioned Cody Gasson. He's one half of your kicking game. He punted the ball extremely well. Fine coverage, by the way, on Fort Loramie's last punt late in the contest. You win by four at those 4 points. Siegel kicks a field goal, the extra point. Your kicking game, in the end, the difference on the scoreboard.
Yes, it was. And Cody Gasson has been playing real well for us. He's averaging 42 yards a kick. And that wasn't very good at the early in the season either, but he's gradually gotten better. And that play that you're talking about, the coverage, Brad Plyman made a big tackle to keep them down in their end of the field. And field position is the name of the game, especially when you get two running teams like we're in that game the other night. You know, and we emphasize the kicking game. We work really hard on it. And we've gotten better at it. We really have. And Josh Siegel hits that field goal, a school record. I mean, it's the longest one I've ever seen him kick. And I wasn't sure I was doing the right thing when we decided to kick it. But he stroked it through there, and he's been kicking off, you know, to the 10-yard line or better. And all those things make a difference.
My goodness, what a game Mesher had running the football. We highlighted him in the pregame. We knew you'd be running by committee, so to speak, in the offensive backfield. And my goodness, was he shifty. He looked like a junior or senior out there for you.
Yeah, he's really done well and progressively gotten better every week. And I didn't even dream that he would carry the ball 23 times in that game for 120-some yards. But he's coming each week, and you know, he brings an element of speed to the thing that, some of the other guys just don't have, quite frankly. And so you've got to give him the ball some, and hopefully that he can break off some big ones now and then.
Whit Parks, head football coach at Fort Loramie, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Lima Perry, a team which also has a lot of good speed, just like Upper Soda Valley last Friday night.
Yeah, I think they're a very, very impressive offensive football team. They spread you out and try to get their athletes out in space, make you tackle in the open field, and you know that's what spread teams with that. That was the whole idea of the spread back in the day when it first came out, and they've done a very good job of it. And they do have the capable guys that can make you miss, and we're gonna have to be at the top of our game, and I hope, and we've emphasized this week being ready at the start. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we were ready at the start last week like we should be, so we've been working real hard on getting mentally prepared.
Redskins win and they're in. You've had three play-in games, so to speak, here at the end of the campaign. What a way to finish your first season here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it just seems like the last 3 weeks every game is like a playoff game because, you know, it's do or die. And we're faced with that again this week. And we're just going to have to go play. And I'm confident that our kids will. I mean, they've really risen to the occasion here for 5 weeks in a row after when we could have quit. I mean, we could have sacked it all and gone home, and we didn't. And I give them credit for that day. I'm proud of them.
A point of emphasis this week in practice?
Tackling, tackling, tackling. I thought we missed too many tackles last week, too many open field tackles, and that won't go this week, not against our good athletes.
Whit Parks, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, he emphasizes blocking and tackling week after week. That's what wins and loses football games, Chuck,
when it
comes down to the very end.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Every sport that you play comes down to the fundamentals in the end. If you got the better fundamentals, you need the athletes, but you got to play error-free football.
That the single wing running game for Fort Loramie has excelled the last several weeks. The offensive line has been a big cog. They have done duty up front, yeoman's work. Tate Schultes at center. Other offensive linemen, Mike Hoing, Nolan Holdhouse, along with Sam Putoff and Dylan Eilerman. Fine performances by those earth graders up front for Fort Loramie. The running game has really kicked it in. Head coach for Lima Perry is Jesse Kill, fifth year as the mentor of the program. Before those 5 years, he served as an assistant for two. He played high school football for Delphi St. John's back in the early 2000s. He was the quarterback for the Blue Jays his junior and senior years and helped take Delphi St. John's all the way to the state semifinals. And he reflects back on those playing days at Marion Local, how much fun it was, or I should say for Delphi St. John's, how much fun it was performing for the Blue Jays.
Anytime you are involved in a program with success like that, it's electric every Friday night. You're playing in front of a big crowd. Every Friday night has some type of implications, whether it's playoff or moving on in the playoffs or for a league title. And, you know, when I started coaching in high school after college, it was one of those things, especially when I became a head coach, that I wasn't going to reinvent the wheel. Obviously, offensively, we're doing a little bit different than what I played with in high school because we don't got the big bruisers that we had. We got more athletic guys, but as far as our practice setup, conditioning, weightlifting program, all of that is based on, you know, the days of St. John's and even my 4 years at Ohio Northern, where we were pretty successful in that 4 year span as well.
Sure, sure. 2 years as an assistant here at Lima Perry. This is your fifth year as a head coach. Talk about your offensive philosophy, your style of play. You've alluded to it a little bit.
We do a pistol spread option. We have some athletes. We don't have the biggest, strongest guys out there, so we're always trying to get our guys the ball in space, whether it's quick passes, screens. Every single time we run the ball, our quarterback will have the option to keep it, so we always have one guy going one way, one guy going the other. It's a lot of what you see on Saturdays, mm-hmm. on Saturdays in college. So we're just trying to put our guys in the best chance to make plays.
Your quarterback situation has been affected by injury. Give us an update for tonight's game against Fort Loramie.
He's a junior, and it would be his third year starting. His name is Plummy Gardner. He's really electric, a true dual threat quarterback. Last year he threw for 2,500 yards and ran for about 800. And this year we played a really tough non-schedule or non-league schedule the first three games. Mm-hmm. In fact, after the first 5 weeks, them three non-league teams were 5-0, or all three of them. So, you know, we hope that when we were getting to the league that it would be our time, and that non-league really paid off with guys like that quarterback who has experience. But unfortunately, after week five in the Lehman game where we lost with 10 seconds on the clock, they scored with 10 seconds on the clock, then our quarterback in that last kind of Hail Mary kind of ditch got hit, mm-hmm. and was knocked out of the game, had to go to the hospital. So he's been out since then. Now, he was cleared by a neurologist last week, did his return to play protocol, and he should be ready to get some reps tonight, so he'll be mixing it up with more of a running quarterback named Brandon Neal. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope that the rust isn't accumulated on that arm.
Speaking of Lehman Catholic, was that Lyman Perry's best game of the year? Right down to the wire, you lost a nail biter, heartbreaking three-pointer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, by far the best game that we've played this year. Lehman, you know, they're always going to be well coached. They got fantastic fundamentals. They got kids that work hard and are dedicated. And it was back and forth, back and forth. We had probably the lead more time than they did, you know, it came down to they got the ball with 4 or 5 minutes left, and they had a 4 or 5 minute drive and put the score in with 10 seconds left. So our guys took that pretty hard, but. And also losing the quarterback on that last sure. play was definitely a moral blow, and you could see that over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
And hopefully getting him back this week is definitely, you know, hopefully it'll revert us back to the week five attitude that we had going into that game.
Jesse Kill, head coach at Lima Perry, our guest before tonight's football game between Fort Loramie and Lima Perry. Coach, it's an opportunity for Lima Perry to play spoiler in this game tonight. You can't win the Northwest Central Conference, but you can keep Fort Loramie from taking the championship.
Yeah, you know, spoiler is not exactly the goal that you want going into the game. You'd rather be on the other end of it. But our guys, you know, it's week 10, it's a senior night, and, you know, the goal is not to necessarily come in here and knock Fort Loramie out of the playoffs or from the top spot in the league, but to represent them seniors. We have 8 seniors. They're good kids, and, you know, that's really been the emphasis this week is play for the seniors, play for pride, mm-hmm. because I firmly still to this day believe that we're a pretty good team. We've just been injury plagued and lost, you know, 3 or 4 games in the last minute. So, you know, a record doesn't really reveal how well these guys have played.
Right. Your 4-3 defense has got to slow down Fort Loramie's rushing attack this evening.
Yeah, that single wing is something that most of these young guys, when we showed it on film, they didn't even know what it was. They've never seen it before. And, you know, a lot of high school coaches that haven't seen it. Fortunately, when I was at St. John's, actually, we played against Minster, and Coach Parks was there. So I played against it when I was in high school. So I'm a little familiar with it, but that's still the only time that we've seen it. But the 4-3, yeah, we do 4-3, and we'll switch between zone and man coverage, so that way we can we base it on where we can get the run support based on their formation tendencies. So, you know, hopefully, obviously, they're going to get their rushing yards. They're going to get their 300 yards rushing, and they're going to put some points on the board. But our goal is to prevent the big plays and force them to go down the field and hopefully get them into those third and long, fourth down situations.
And among your defenders, what names might we be calling more often? Who are your standout performers defensive side of the ball?
Now, we got a fantastic rock in the middle. He's a senior, 61, Dustin Locke. He leads the team in tackles for loss, maybe even sacks. He is 240 pounds.
Wow.
He's a hoss in there, and he moves pretty well. For DBs, you got Lamonte Nichols, number 8. He's very aggressive with the run, which is what we're going to need. So them two guys, you know, especially look for them to make some of those big plays that we're hoping that we get.
Lima Perry head coach Jesse Kill. Well, how does the Ohio Division 7 Region 26 playoff picture look right now? Well, coming into games tonight, Miami Valley Christian Academy is 5th, Lehman Catholic 6th, Ada 7th, Fort Loramie 8th. The offensive coordinator at Lehman Catholic, Bill Zimmerman, has crunched the numbers.
A lot of people use the website Joe Itell, who kindly, out of the goodness of his heart, not affiliated with anybody, does this for fun and follows the playoffs and whatnot. He uses algorithms and mathematics and doesn't individually calculate every single team, all 700 and some odd teams in the state. So he doesn't have us as a win and you're in type picture. And I don't know if he has Lorne even as that or not. But but we both, according to my math, if we win, we're in. Both Lorme and us could fall anywhere. Lorme will be either 7 or 8, and we will be either 6, 7, or 8. That's going to be conditioned upon a few games. The games of interest are going to be Ada. Ada plays Allen East this weekend. If Ada wins, then they're going to be up in the 4, 5, 6 range. If they lose, then Ada could fall all the way down to 8, could be 7. So they'll intermix with us. Lorme, Ada, Layman will likely be, if Ada loses, that will be the 6, 7, 8 combination there. Of interest to Layman is the Graham versus Urbana game. If Graham wins that game, I believe that will pop us above Lorme. So then that would be a situation where Lorme could potentially fall to 8 if Ada won their game.
And Minster and Covington are locked up at 1 and 2 respectively.
Yes, Minster and Covington, as long as they win, they're 1 and 2. They're locked irregardless, but they should both win their games this weekend. Fort Recovery will likely be in the 3 spot if they can take care of Versailles, and then Riverside will be 3 if they don't, or fall to 4 if they do. Miami Valley Christian's also in the picture there at the 5 or 6 spot.
Well, Chuck, I don't know if I understand it all. I hope you can help explain it to me. Bill Zimmerman did a fine job with Parks. Leaves it up to his assistant coaches. Dick Roll at Layman Catholic leaves it up to his assistant coaches. The assistants figure it out, and the head coaches focus on the task at hand, which is the next football game.
Well, and that's what you need to do. I mean, right. Because I know Pickwell last week, they were playing Sydney. They were winning in. They were a favorite in the football game. They didn't get it done, and now it doesn't matter what they do tonight.
Very well said.
So that's what you need to do. You better win your game and then let the numbers take care of themselves.
Exactly, exactly. Just about set for the opening kickoff. Lima Perry will boot it from south to north. We look to the east. We're on the west side of the Lima Perry field. Fine contingent of Fort Loramie fans across the way having filed in to the Lima Perry field. Outdoor track all the way around the gridiron here at Lima Perry. A section of stands running from about 130 to the other 30 on the home side. A good 12 to 15 rows deep. On the far side, a small section of visitor stands from 145 to the other 45. It's about 10 rows high. And then a lower section of stands of several rows stretching from 130 to the other 30. And the Redskins people across the way have just about got every seat occupied.
Yeah, they do. They travel well to watch the Redskins play sports.
Just as they did last week to McGuffey, Ohio, to watch Fort Loramie defeat Upper Soda Valley 16-12. Here's the opening kickoff to start the game, and it's Drew Worman returning from his 15, cuts it to the hash mark, has an opening that he's tripped up at the 36, but a good return of 22 yards by Worman, and the Redskins start first down, 10 yards to go.
Well, that was the young man that that the coach talked about right before, number 61.
Yes,
Locke. Ran down there. He's 240 pounds, and he was the first one down and made the tackle on the kickoff return.
Yep, he's a dynamite blockbuster in the middle of that defense for this Lima Perry team. He made a super tackle on the opening kickoff return. Brought to the 36 by Worman, and the first play from scrimmage for the Redskins is stuffed, and guess who's right in the middle of it again? Dustin Locke of Lima Perry, a loss of a foot or two. Second down and a little more than 10 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Opening second to the game here at Perry High School in Allen County. We're several minutes off of I-75, Breeze Road exit. And a good turnout for this game. It's senior night here at Lima Perry. Week 10 on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is the snap directly back on the play to a Fort Loramie running back. Trying to get the corner turn left end. Good play by the Lima Perry defense, which strings it out. Gain of, well, nothing. Wow.
I think it was
Mesher.
Yes, it was Carter Mesher who tried to spring it wide. Good diagnosis. First two running plays by Fort Loramie as Lima Perry's defense has snuffed out each rush. No gain. Third and 10. Three receivers near side. Worman rolls this direction, tucks it away, keeps it, blazes a trail around right end, up over the 40. He's popped out of bounds at the 44. He reeled off nine. He's a yard short of the first down stake. Good run by Worman. Boy, Lima Perry has been hitting hard so far,
yeah,
Chuck.
I'll tell you what, that was their running back, Smith, that hit him there on the sideline, and he put him out hard.
Yeah, Wanya Smith only stands 150, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, but he put a charge into Drew Worman, who actually touched the boundary at the 42, so he's 3 yards short of the first down. And Cody Gasson on fourth down is on to punt the ball away. So Lima Perry achieved success on its first defensive stand, forcing a three and out. High kick by Gasson, end over end, lights on the ground at the 36 of the Commodores, takes two hops to the 31 or 2, and that's where Lima Perry starts, first down, 10 yards to go.
Well, the kicking game last week, punting and kicking off and eventually the field goal were the big keys for Loramie winning the football game, so they need to continue to have an advantage in the kicking game tonight.
I asked Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks if he thought about doing something other than punting there in the final moment, Chuck, when Sloan was back deep to return, Fort Loramie nursing that four-point lead. He said, what do you mean? I haven't had a punt blocked in 30 years.
Well, as long as your punter catches the ball and doesn't flip it to the other team, you're okay.
Just like Michigan did it up at Ann Arbor.
That'll never get old.
First and 10, Lima Perry, 31-yard line. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage. Caught, good run after catch for 5. Well, let's check the numerals of the QB for Lima Perry, Chuck. And I'm not sure if that's Brandon Neal at quarterback or not.
Well, if it is, it's not the same number.
No, it's not. We'll try to get clarification. But the first play, good for a little more than 5, a screen to Smith, who caught the ball a step or two behind the line of scrimmage.
It says Cooper, but he doesn't show himself as a quarterback. So.
And we were told by head coach Jesse Kill there might be a few number changes. Sweep left end, trying to get the corner turned as Brandon Neal. And he slammed out of bounds. Good hit near side of the field by Fort Loramie. Wow, what a tackle by Jarrett Meyer.
Wow, they call that a first down without looking. I think it was a yard short.
My goodness gracious, you're right, Chuck. 2 plays ago, Lima Perry started right at its 31. The new line of scrimmage now, after a second 5-yard gain, is the 41. I would have examined that one closely by bringing in the chain. Here's a quick look-in pass over the middle by Neal, through the hands of the receiver, and then nearly intercepted by Fort Loramie on the rebound at the Redskins' 45. It was Brandon Neal over the middle trying to make the catch, and Malik Cooper, a ninth grader, based on our information, is running the show at quarterback. That's a surprise move from head coach Jesse Neal of Lima Perry this week, as the Commodores went up top on first and 10 from their own 41, incomplete on the play. Here's Cooper handing off offensive backfield. It's Smith. Smith to the line of scrimmage and then springs it wide, tries to get on the edge, and he explodes up the field to the 45, the 50. He's rammed out of bounds, but he chugged for 9. Third and 1 for Lima Perry. Lima Perry in the home red jerseys, white numerals, white pants, red and white headgear, Fort Loramie, in the away white shirts, black pants, red numbers, black helmets. Third and a yard. Cooper in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Hands off on the play to Smith. Smith over left guard, meets resistance at the 49 of Fort Loramie, and that's where he goes down, but it looks like he's got just enough for a first down. Yep. He needed 2, got 3. First and 10, Lima Perry at the Fort Loramie 48. Up so far, the Commodores have been true to form running the football successfully for first down yardage. Perry's needed just four rushes to earn two first downs so far. Here's a screen behind the line of scrimmage to Smith. It's blown up by Fort Loramie. Incomplete. Back at the 46.
If he catches that, he probably loses 7 yards. So that was probably a good drop.
I think you're right, Chuck.
Yep.
Burning came knifing through for Fort Loramie. He disrupted that short pass play behind the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 for Lima Perry. No score. We played 3 minutes here at Lima Perry High School. Redskins went three and out on their first offensive set. Two first downs generated by Perry. Second and 10 here at the Fort Loramie 48. Snap back to Cooper. Give to Smith. Smith outside right tackle. Has a little running room. A crease. Follows a blocker to the 43, to the 42. Stacked up there. Sam Sanders, a 6'2", 180-pound lineman, paved the way. Third and 3 to go for a first down for Lima Perry between the 42 and 43 of Fort Loramie. Important play call coming up here. We played 3.5 minutes of this game. No score. Lima Perry to the line of scrimmage. Wide out, flank near side. Delayed handoff. It is Smith. Outside right tackle. And he breaks away from a Fort Loramie man at the line of scrimmage. He's at the second level beyond the linebacker. Spilled at about the 30. Another first down for Lima Perry, which has produced 3 in a row on the Commodores' first offensive drive of the game.
They're getting no penetration at all on this, and they're not even getting to the running back before he's got a head of steam going.
Exactly right, Chuck. Fort Loramie laying a hand on Smith, but not before he's 2 or 3 yards downfield. Rolling out to the left is Cooper, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He wanted to throw, and now he's got to eat it. Near sideline at the numbers, runs out of real estate at the 30, piled up on the boundary at the Lima Perry bench. All of that running from the far hash mark to the near sideline results in a 2-yard gain.
The track is really close to the field here, and he got tackled on the track over there. That had to hurt a little bit.
Second down, 8 yards to go for Lima Perry. 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone, first quarter, no score. Lima Perry aiming for its fourth straight first down on this drive. Snap back to the freshman Cooper. Hands off on the play to Smith. Boy, he's got good blocking out in front. Lima Perry, the offensive line, shooting off the ball, getting below the pads of Fort Loramie. And Smith behind a wall of blockers plows down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line before being stacked up a yard and a half short of a first down. Third down coming up for the Commodores. Kitzmiller made the last tackle for Fort Loramie. Snap back to Cooper, who calls on Smith again. No resistance this time. Around right end. It is Smith inside the 20. Stays on his feet. And he's nabbed from behind, eventually at the 15-yard line.
He's getting to the corner, and there is nobody there. They're going to have to make some adjustments here real soon.
Last week, Upper Soda Valley did damage against Fort Loramie on the outside. And now off tackle, Smith is getting it done for Lima Perry here. This time, Smith is dealt the football, goes to the line of scrimmage, tries to swerve wide, and Fort Loramie wraps him up. Closing in on the play is Gasson at about the line of scrimmage. No gain at the Fort Loramie 15.5. 4 first downs by Lima Perry. Game opening drive for the Commodores after Fort Loramie ran 3 plays for 7 yards and punted.
This is a clock killer right there. This is a good drive for Perry to start the game.
Sure is. Nearly 5 minutes have been consumed. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Back to pass is Cooper. Cooper rolling left. Throws a strike into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Johnny Hairston, a 5'11 senior wideout, went sprinting to the corner. He beat one of the safeties for Fort Loramie by 4 or 5 steps. Beautifully thrown ball by Cooper. Nice route by Hairston. And the 15-yard pass play is good for a score. Cooper to Hairston. And now Lima Perry on for the points after. This team does not kick it for 1. They'll run or pass for 2. Snap back to Cooper. Cooper way back at the 10. Looks to the end zone. Now runs with it. Don't think he was going to throw it at all. And he has to eat it at the far sideline. Out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Fort Loramie gets a stop on the 2 points after. 6.5 to go. First quarter. Lima Perry opens up the scoring first. 6-0 Commodores on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, we understand that Lima Perry did make a number change with a jersey before the start of the game, as Plummy Gardner, who hasn't played the last few weeks because of a head injury, is on the field wearing the jersey of Malik Cooper, a ninth grader. It's Gardner, the outstanding quarterback who's missed the last month for Lima Perry, who engineered the scoring drive by Perry on the Commodores' first possession, and he was excellent. He threw the ball well, managed the drive, handed the ball to Smith. It's a potent offense for Lima Perry, Chuck.
Well, I thought he looked pretty darn good for a sophomore that played defensive back, so that's why we went and checked. I had a sneaking feeling that might have been Gardner.
Well, it may have been a deceptive tactic in part by Lima Perry to switch numbers. It wasn't even known if Plummy Gardner would play tonight. He'd gotten some reps late in the week and is on the field as the QB, not wearing number 3, as the program and our roster would indicate he would. He's got 21 on his back, and he was excellent in that game-opening drive for Lima Perry. Redskins on a kickoff return to the 43. Fort Loramie now, 2 returns of kickoffs, fine runbacks, good field position. But the Redskins went 3 and out after the first run back, and on this one, the first play winds up being a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, Mesher had no place to go.
A -2 for Carter Mesher. Here's Warman, takes the snap in the spread way back behind the line of scrimmage, looks far downfield, can't find anybody, tries to run it, and he's tripped at the 40. He lost another yard. 3rd and 13 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 40. 5:30 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Lima Perry. It's a team which has lost 2 big games this year as a result of missed conversions. 28-25 to Lehman Catholic, and last week 20-18 to Hardin Northern. It's a 3-7 team, which, or I should say a 2-7 team, which could very easily be 4-5. Here is Roman way back behind the line of scrimmage. Can't find Geyer downfield. And Worman's got to tuck it away and go. He speeds up over the 45, tries to get beyond the 50, can't. He is pulled down from the backside at the 49 of the Redskins, 4 yards short of a first down. And Fort Loramie's got to punt the football away again.
Defensively, I tell you, twice, 2 times in a row now, Perry's looked awfully good.
No first downs in this game for the Redskins so far. And Lima Perry has a short man back at the 30. The deep returner is inside the 20. High snap to Gesson. He catches. Oh, it's off the side of his foot. It's a poor kick. Out of bounds around the 40-yard line. Let's see where the official lines it up. The man in stripes says Lima Perry will take over right at the 40. Up, head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie noted, Chuck, in the pregame, hey, we weren't ready to play first quarter last week against Upper Souda Valley. So far, Chuck, same is true tonight.
Well, sometimes the pressure gets you. I mean, yes, hey, you look at, you can tell kids all day long, but they're looking at 2-7. they're looking at knowing if they win, they're in the playoffs, and sometimes that's a tough combination.
Yeah, Piqua suffered some nerves maybe last week, aiming for the playoffs in a game at home against Sydney. Congratulations, Adam Dungis of the Sydney Yellow Jackets. The head mentor of the program has got an opportunity tonight with a win over Greenville to finish 7-3. Here's a pitch out near side. Gardner delivers it to Smith. He runs out of room. His closing is Kitzmiller at the 44. Stop is made right there. Pickup of three. Second down, a little less than seven for Lima Perry. Down to 4:16 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Coach Kill talked in the pregame about how he was hoping with Gardner coming back, it might get them back to where they were. I think his wish is coming true.
Oh, this offense has been revitalized for certain. Snap back to Plummer. Plummer hangs onto the football, reads the defense of Laramie, then gives it to Smith. And Smith trudges right up the gut, falling over the 45 to the 47. Tackle made right there. Frank Meyer yanked him down, leaving Lima Perry 3 yards short of the first down marker. Commodores 47 is where the ball is placed. 3:48 to go, first period. 6-0 Lima Perry. Snap back to Plummer, hand off to Smith again. And he tries to budge forward, can't do it. Stale made it at the 48. Let's see if the Commodores kick it away. No gain on the play. Fourth down coming up, and at least a couple for Lima Perry.
That's a great name for a quarterback, Plumley Gardner.
Plummy Gardner. And let's see what formation the Commodores are in at the moment. Jesse Kill signals in the play from the Lima Perry bench. And the Commodores are not in punt formation. Here's the snap back to Gardner at his 42. He looks into the right flat. Open receiver across the 50. Goes to one knee. It's Neal. He catches right in front of the secondary man for Fort Laramie. Redskins perhaps uncertain what Lima Perry would do. And the wideout for Lima Perry, Dylan Maxwell, a 6'1 sophomore, just stepped across the line of scrimmage, went down 3 yards, did a little button hook, caught the chest-high pass from Gardner. First and 10, Lima Perry, fifth first down of the game for the Commodores. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Lima Perry, 6, Fort Laramie, nothing. Redskins without a first down so far. Fort Laramie coming with the blitz. Gardner back to throw at his 43, shoots it near sideline. And a leaping effort made it the 18-yard line by the Commodores. A splendid reception. Wow, what a catch. Woo! Good coverage downfield, Chuck, by Fort Laramie. Aaron Ploss was right there. I think that's him.
Yep, 19.
He was on the receiver who did a good job of shielding. He screened off Ploss, went up strong, and Plummer threw a bullet about 35 yards in the air. Chest high.
Gardner.
What did I say?
You're getting these first and last name together, calling him Plummer.
What a throw by Gardner. He's rolling right, way back behind the line of scrimmage here, lofting one into the end zone, has a receiver off his fingertips, 6 yards deep.
I can see why they're a much better football team with Gardner playing quarterback. My goodness, he's tough.
And the 2-7 record, mighty deceptive for sure. Hard luck loss to Lehman Catholic, 28-25. A setback last week without Gardner to Hardin Northern, 20-18. And a killer first of the year schedule. You heard head coach Kill note that after the first 5 weeks of the season, his opponents the first 3 weeks of the year all had at least 4 wins.
Yeah.
Snap back to Gardner on 2nd and 10. He's being pursued, nearly sacked at the 31, delivers the ball late into the flat. A receiver is in the area. It's ruled incomplete. An enormous defensive stand coming up here for Fort Laramie. 3rd and 10 for Lima Perry, which leads at 6-0, 2 minutes to go first quarter. 3rd and 10 for the Commodores at the Fort Laramie 17-yard line. Boy, 3 plays ago, that rifle arm of Gardner was really a sight to see. He threw a laser downfield to his receiver. Laramie had pretty good coverage. Just fine execution at both ends by Lima Perry. Here's a misdirection in the offensive backfield. It's handed off on the play to Hairston. Hairston breaks a tackle at the 17, stays on his feet, won't go down, virtually crawls to the 10. He got at least 7. The Redskins seem to have him tied down, Chuck. Boy, this Lima Perry team is playing with determination tonight. It's senior night, week 10. Commodores playing with nothing to lose at all. 4th and 3 coming up for the Commodores. 10-yard line of Fort Loramie.
That was all on the running back that time. He made that happen. And there's a big difference between 4th and 10 and 4th and 3.
Indeed. Three receivers flanked right. Pistol look. Smith behind the quarterback. Gardner takes the snap at the 11. Rolls right, way back behind the line. Pitches on the dead run to a receiver down near the goal line. It's deflected, and it is picked off by Fort Loramie in the end zone for a touchback. Chuck, we have got to do our best to pick up the numerals of the DB for Fort Loramie, who got the carom interception. Fort Loramie, 1st and 10, Redskins at their own 20. Well, we'll make sure we learn who picked it off and give credit where it's due momentarily.
Well, I think they just announced Brad Plyman, so.
Could very well have been Brad Plyman, who was Johnny on the spot. 2 or 3 yards deep in the end zone. The ball thrown by Gardner was a bit behind Hairston. He was roaming free down inside the 5-yard line, but reached back for it. It glanced off his arm, and Fort Loramie was aware and made the key intercept. And now the Redskins, striving for their first out of the game, start 1st and 10 from their 20, and they run it over a right guard for 6, 2nd down and 4. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. A briskly played opening period.
You know, there's times on 4th down where knocking the ball down is the best thing to do, but that was a smart interception because it was in the end zone, and it gave them 10 more yards out to the 20 instead of at the 10.
Field position, so important. You're right. Direct snap back on the play to Mesher. Mesher high steps one man at the 18, or I should say at the 28, and that's good enough to give him a 1st down at the 30. He simply stepped across the body of a would-be tackler and got what he needed. First down of the night for Fort Loramie, and it comes with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. 1st and 10 Redskins at their own 30. Lima Perry has totaled up 6 first downs already. Here's misdirection back to the left. Good running play, Fort Loramie, as the Redskins garner 7 on that play.
Jarrett Meyer.
That was Jarrett Meyer. As Worman faked to Mesher, gave it to Jarrett. 2nd and 3, line of scrimmage, the 37-yard line of the Redskins. As the first quarter closes out, Lima Perry in front of Fort Loramie, 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Unofficially, Chuck, Daniel Burning on the pick in the end zone for Fort Loramie. 2-5 on his back. Daniel Burning made the intercept. Redskins now with 2nd and 3. We start the second 8 minutes. Lima Perry up 6-0. Here's a snap back behind the line of scrimmage. And then a quick pitch out, a toss sweep to Mesher. Slicing through is Maxwell for Lima Perry. And he dumps Mesher for a loss back to the 32-yard line. 3rd down and 8.
That play didn't have a chance from the beginning. There was nobody out there to block him.
Redskins offensive line has got to rise tall. So far in this game, Lima Perry has had command of the line of scrimmage. 30 seconds gone, second quarter, 6-0. Lima Perry leads. 3rd down, 8 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Snap back to Worman, rolling to the right. It's a short pass up over the 35, caught, broken tackle, good run after the catch. 40, first down, 45-50, piling on by Lima Perry, we do believe.
Late hit.
Personal foul against the Commodores. Boy, that was a nice catch and run. I thought that was Mesher who caught the flat pass.
It was, and I'll tell you what, the defender from Lima Perry, instead of just wrapping him up, tried to shoulder him down, watches way too much TV, didn't make the tackle, and Mesher got the first down, plus another 15.
Now, Mesher was drilled shoulder to shoulder, 4 or 5 yards downfield after he caught the ball, wouldn't have gotten the first down had he gone to the turf right there, but he repelled the hit, stayed on his feet, and churned up over the 50 to the 46-yard line of Lima Perry. He was flattened out of bounds. Unnecessary roughness against the Commodores. Penalty tacked on. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie at the Lima Perry 33. Redskins down 6-0. A minute gone, second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie running over right tackle. It is Mesher skipping to the 31. Might have gotten to the 30. He advanced it for a short 2, 2nd down 8 for Fort Loramie. Absolutely no wind here tonight, Chuck. It is breeze free, although we are on Breeze Road. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, 4 backs behind the center, Schultes. Snap back to Worman. Inside handoff. It goes to Mesher. Right tackle. He explodes inside the 25. Roaming to the 20 before being spilled. It's a 1st down as the Redskins start to get the running game in gear.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little bit of continuity to their offense now. They're getting in a nice rhythm.
Line of scrimmage right at the 20 of Lima Perry. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. 10:32 to go, second quarter. 6-0, Commodores lead it. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Slot left. Snap back to Worman. Goes to Mesher. Oh, that play doesn't deceive a soul. As submarining Mesher is a defensive lineman for Lima Perry. Oh, what a hit. But Patton, R.J. Patton, 6'4", sophomore, came crashing through. A little deception, offensive backfield by Fort Loramie. A late flag was thrown.
Face mask.
And the reason Mesher went down so promptly, Chuck, is because somebody latched onto his face mask.
Well, that was going to be my guess, only for the fact there wasn't a blocker any place close to where the flag came in.
And the ball is stepped off from the point of the foul. New line of scrimmage is at the 18. So it's going to be
1st and 8.
1st down all over again. 8 yards to go for a 1st down for Fort Loramie inside the 20 of Lima Perry. Boy, there's that single wing. And this time Lima Perry doesn't stop it. Fort Loramie gets to the outside, running hard down inside the 10. Tackle made at the 8. That was Drew Worman. And I don't think Lima Perry knew who had the ball, Chuck. We didn't for sure. And it's goal to go, Redskins, 8-yard line of Lima Perry. Down to 9:56 to go, second quarter. Lima Perry leads 6-0. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Understand that Greenville has taken the early lead over Sydney, 7-0 after 1. Here's Fort Loramie faking the inside handoff. Good move, sleight of hand action by Worman in the offensive backfield as he put the ball on his hip, scootered around the corner, and was dumped at the 1 yard line just outside the end zone.
Well, they had Jacob Kitzmiller in the backfield that time, leading like a fullback.
Yeah, Kitzmiller sometimes shows up as the H-back. A few steps behind Schultes at center. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Nose of the football inside the one of Lima Perry. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, trying to tie this game up. Snap back to Werman. And then Werman faked the inside handoff, kept it. He dives around right tackle and into the end zone for the touchdown.
That was a bad snap. It rolled back to him, and I think that held the defense up long enough to get him the crease he needed into the end zone.
I think you're right, Chuck. The ball rolled to Drew. He alertly didn't bobble. Did get it cleanly on about the third bounce. Lima Perry wasn't sure what was going on, and Werman saw an opening between right tackle and guard, and he slithered through it for the TD. We're tied up at six. Josh Siegel, whose extra point and field goal last week were the difference, is on to give Fort Loramie the lead with a PAT boot right here. Good snap from center. Ball spotted down. Kick by Siegel is good. It goes beyond the end zone a good 20 yards or so. And Fort Loramie, after a rough start to this game, has taken a one-point lead. 7-6 Redskins. 8:59 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
A nice comeback by the Fort Loramie Redskins, who were down 6-0 to Lima Perry after one. Fort Loramie has scored in the first 3 minutes plus of the second quarter. Difference in this game, the extra point kick by Josh Siegel. Redskins own a 7-6 advantage as Lima Perry returns the kickoff from the Commodores 15. It's Smith up the near hash mark. And he wiggles his way back out over the 30, cornered at the 32. Boy, this Lima Perry offense has been impressive so far, Chuck, if not for a tipped pass and an intercept by Daniel Burning in the end zone. Who knows, Lima Perry might have two touchdowns in this game.
Well, they've moved the ball. Loramie's going to have to tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, Lima Perry has been running well inside and outside the tackles. Not the jet sweeps that Upper Soda Valley exploited Fort Loramie on in the first quarter a week ago. It's Gardner at quarterback. He's the very good junior for this Lima Perry team. Fakes the inside handoff to Smith, rolls to the left, aims for a receiver, far hash mark in front of the Redskins bench. Two receivers there, two defenders, and the ball bounces away incomplete. One of those four got a hand on it. Ball was clearly thrown high. Redskins had it covered well, second down and 10.
Well, the first quarter, very balanced for Perry. They had 64 yards rushing, and they had 64 yards rushing, 56 yards passing.
Now, this Lima Perry team has displayed good balance, throwing the football, rushing it here through the first quarter plus. Now on second and 10, let's see what the quarterback Gardner does. He gives it to Smith straight ahead. Not much room. Sheds one tackler, stays on his feet, and he journeys up over the 35 to the 36. He worked hard to squeeze out 3.5 yards. Third down, better than six to go for a first down for Lima Perry at the Commodores' 36-yard line. You get the sense, Chuck, that Fort Loramie, like last week, is beginning to adjust on the defensive side of the ball.
They are adjusting. They need to tackle a little better. That time, again, he spun out of that, or they would have had him for a loss.
Yeah, this Smith is a shifty running back. May not have the straight-ahead speed that Austin Sloan possessed last week. But boy, he can maneuver. And here's Gardner back to pass. Plumlee deep in the pocket at his 28, and it collapses. Fort Loramie's in on him, and they wrap him up at the 32. Good defensive play by the Redskins, as it appeared the charge was led by Frank Meyer. And he collared Gardner. He looked downfield, good coverage by the Redskins, and what pocket there was disappeared immediately. And Lima Perry's got to kick it away from the Commodores 32. Fort Loramie stands to get good field position. The kicking game is not one of the better aspects of the Commodores' performance.
That's why you need to kind of go safe if you're Loramie.
7:20 left, second quarter, 7-6 Redskins. Kick away, a sidewinder. It hits at the 46 of Fort Loramie and takes a one-yard bounce to the 44-and-a-half, and that's where the Redskins start first and 10, 6 yards short of the 50.
Looked like a pitching wedge. That thing hit the ground and didn't go anywhere.
Right, and I'm sure head coach Whit Parks is thankful of that. Those are the kicks sometimes, Chuck, that if you don't catch, they bounce in front of you and then scoot another 20 yards.
Yep, and the other thing is there was a couple of Loramie players around it that need to get. You never know which way the ball's going to bounce when it hits the ground.
Right. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 44-yard line of the Redskins. Leading Lima Perry now 7-6. Snap back to Werman. Single wing look. He breaks into the clear. Beyond the linebacker. Second level. Third level. It's a foot race. Werman at the 30. He's at the 25. The 20 of Lima Perry. Drew Werman won't be caught. He takes it to the house. What a run. 56-yarder by Drew Werman. Boy, in snappy fashion, he broke across the line of scrimmage, whipped a linebacker 4 or 5 yards downfield, and it was off to the races. Nobody could catch up with Drew Werman, not even the speed of Lima Perry. That's a brilliant run, Chuck. Great blocking up front. Right. Werman used it to perfection.
Yeah, when he got into the secondary, there was nobody around him. He did a great job outrunning him to the end zone.
And quickly here in the second quarter, Fort Loramie has scored twice. Redskins have taken the lead 13-6. Just under 7 to play till halftime. Josh Siegel on for the important extra point. His first one was plenty high and long. It was perfect. This one as well is right down central. Fort Loramie rebounding nicely here in the second quarter. Redskins 14, Lima Perry 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
A fine run for a score by Drew Werman, a 56-yarder. Extra point try by Siegel. A dandy, superb, right down the middle. Kickoff by Siegel to the 11-yard line of Lima Perry. Here's a return back up the near sideline by Neal. Neal bursts over the 25, and he's rammed out of bounds near the 30. That's where Lima Perry starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Now trailing for the first time in this game. Well, I should say the second time. Lima Perry was down
7-6. Yeah.
Now down two scores at 14-6. Chuck, you commented during the break, there is no play clock on the field anywhere.
I was looking around going, boy, it's got to be running down, and then there isn't one, so I guess it's not running down. They keep it on the field.
Kept by the head official out on the gridiron is the play clock. And, of course, quarterbacks are used to having a timer in their head, but you don't want to cut it close, that's for sure. Here's a screen pass behind the line of scrimmage. It is dealt by Gardner to Smith, and Fort Loramie's got good penetration. The Redskins pursue it and drop it for a loss back at the 25-yard line.
I think Loramie may have awakened.
Outstanding defensive play by the Redskins, far side of the field, as it appeared to be Brad Plyman, who slashed through, got a hold of Smith, help came, 25-yard line, set back a 5, second and 15 now for Lima Perry. 6:13 to go first half, 14-6 Fort Loramie. Whoops, we've got an offensive back, Smith, starting a count too soon, and it is detected by the official, a 5-yard pre-snap penalty against Lima Perry.
He's been right on the edge a lot, but would be moving forward on the snap.
Redskins lead 14-6. Halfway through the second quarter, Lima Perry scored in its first possession of this game. A lengthy drive, consuming better than 5 minutes, utilizing 4 first downs. Back to pass is Gardner. Gardner rises up, fires a shot, middle of the field. Yes, it's hauled in by the wideout for Lima Perry. Nicely done. Good route run on the play by Lamonte Nichols, a 6'2 junior, as he angled beyond the linebackers in front of the safety, Gasson. Good pitch and catch. And it's a first down gainer to the 31. How many yards on that one, Chuck?
That was 10. That got back the loss and the penalty.
I'm sorry, it's not a first down. It picked up 10.
Third and 9, yep.
At third and 9, Perry tries to get the other 10 on this play. Low snap to Gardner, who dropped it, picked it up. He's 15 yards behind the line. Still running free. Still running free. Nowhere to go. Up the near side. Throws a late pass. Down the field near hash. It is tipped and intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 50. Werman. Diving play by the Redskins. Drew Werman. He was back in coverage along with teammate Jarrett Meyer. And boy, when you throw late, that late over the middle, you are asking for trouble.
Yep, he threw it just a little bit high, because I'll tell you what, if he throws it about a foot shorter, it's a completion.
I think you're right, Chuck. A Lima Perry receiver. Hairston was downfield. It was a broken play. Ad-libbing behind the line of scrimmage was Gardner. He's very good at doing that. He bought extra time and did finally find Hairston, who was coming back toward the line of scrimmage. It would have been a first down, but Fort Loramie deflected the pass and picked it off. Here's Mesher. He's churning up yardage, running off tackle. He's got 5 quick ones to the 44-yard line of Lima Perry.
Well, one of the more impressive things about that last play on the interception with the Lima Perry had no offensive lineman downfield. That's amazing to me, with him running around back there for 15 seconds.
And the Redskins did a real good job containing Gardner,
yep,
who had all kinds of time to try to get wide, but he could not get outside beyond the hash marks. No running lanes available. Fine defensive play by Fort Loramie. Second down and 5, Redskins, 44-yard line of the Commodores. Misdirection, right tackle. Don't know where the football is. Fine deception by the Redskins, who pick up 4 in the running play. Werman actually kept it. Fine spin move. Third and a yard for Fort Loramie at the Lima Perry 40. 4:10 to go first half. Redskins lead it 14-6. Fort Loramie trying to put another score on the board before intermission. And a touchdown here would take more of the starch out of this Lima Perry team, which had momentum the entire first quarter. Direct snap on the play by Fort Loramie to Plyman. Is Brad Plyman plowing over left guard behind a wave of blockers inside the 35, stays on his feet, finally down by Locke at the 31. The nose tackle for Lima Perry. But a sizable gain, first and 10 Redskins, 31-yard line.
When you have this many threats to run the football out of your backfield, it just starts wearing the defense down.
It sure does, and it's starting to show on Lima Perry. Defensive play, not one of the Commodores' big strengths. It's a finesse team, athletic club. Inside handoff, Fort Loramie, good for 1, a big stack up at the 30, but
yep,
that's good enough for the first.
No, that'll be 2nd and 9. They got the first down on the last one.
I'm sorry, first down on the previous play. Thanks for catching that. Second and 9 for Fort Loraman. Previous play was run from the 31 to the 30. We're down to 2:50 to go in the second quarter of this game. Redskins have a receiver split 3 yards to the right. Three players in the offensive backfield. Spin move by Mesher. Direct snap to him. He tries to pile drive his way up the middle, but he's banged to the turf right at the point of attack. Just a foot inside the 30-yard line at the 29.
Now they've got a couple of big young men in the center of that line, and they are not being fooled by that fake and spin move that worked so well last week.
Yeah, Matthew Satterfield, Chuck, you mentioned big. 6'3", 270, a senior. Difficult to move. Redskins couldn't get it done then. Third down and 8 for Fort Loramie, 29-yard line of Lima Perry. Here's a snap back on the play to Worman. Worman hands off, misdirection, right tackle. Lima Perry is able to diagnose the play well and stop it for no gain.
They gave it to Jarrett Meyer that time on the misdirection, and it did not work at all. Perry was not fooled.
Yep, the Redskins' last few plays trying to spread the ball around, and you can feel that Lima Perry is learning very quickly. Last three running plays have gained 1.5 yards total for Fort Loramie. Fourth down, better than 8 to go for a first down at the Perry 29 with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Redskins up 14-6. Snap back to Worman, drop of 10 yards. Wants to throw a screen in the right flat. It's caught nearly on the ground in one knee behind the line of scrimmage. A good run after catch. A convoy of blockers. 25-20. Down inside the 15, out of bounds. Near the 10, it's Carter Mesher. Wow, he made the first man miss, Chuck. And then he had the boundary all to his lonesome. I thought maybe the Lima Perry defensive back might be able to corral him. It was Wanya Smith, but Mesher sidestepped him. Mesher had to come back for the ball, almost went down to one knee.
It was low. He did a great job of catching that and finding the open space.
And turned it into a first down catch and run. And Fort Loramie is setting up shop at the 11 of Lima Perry with 1:03 to go in the first half of this game. And the Commodores take a timeout, enabling us to keep it right here and tell you all about a couple Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Well, you need to check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's on Main Street in Fort Loramie. What a reputation Geyer's has. Customer pricing and financing, super deals. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, West Virginia, Michigan, Kentucky. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, Loramie's got all three of their timeouts of the 1:03 to go, so the clock shouldn't be a factor here.
After the superb screen pass and run, Worman to Mesher, first and 10 Fort Loramie outside the 10 of Lima Perry. Lima Perry tries to slow down this running play, but the Redskins outside right tackle. And nearly all 22 men on the field are in a heap of humanity at about the 7 where that play is shut down. It goes for 3.5. Second down, 6.5 to go for a first down. Fort Loramie can get a first down inside the 1. Fort Loramie with 3 timeouts left. We're down to 1/2 minute to go in the second quarter. Redskins need to hustle it up. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Redskins ahead, 14-6. Snap back to Worman, dances left, skips to the right, to the line of scrimmage, tries to angle toward the end zone, and he's tossed down at about the 3.5. He didn't make it. And the Redskins take a timeout with 17 ticks left in the clock. It'll be third down and 3.5 to go for a first down. Third down and 4 to go for a touchdown. We're joined by Tom Weisner, Assistant Athletic Director, Fort Loramie, who's here in the booth with us. He made the trip here to Lima Perry, which we determined to be six turns and 14 miles shorter than the drive to McGuffey last week.
He is the voice of the Fort Laramie band, so he's up here to get them going here in a few minutes.
Oh, so many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, a tire sale you will never get tired of at M&A Muffler and Tires. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Plus, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems with your car. Free pickup and delivery provided by Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Get new tires to grip the road firmly before a weather change grips you. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. 17 seconds to go first half. Deep snap to Werman, back at the 8. He runs up the middle, weaving his way down near the goal line. A last-second lurch by Drew is good enough for the touchdown. Werman lunging in. He threaded his way right back up the gut check. Didn't think he was going to make it, but he wormed to the end zone for six more.
Well, that's why he's called Werman.
I like that.
That was a heck of a run right there. It was only a four-yard run, but it was a great run.
11 seconds left to go first half. It will be interesting to see how much of Lima Perry's confidence erodes with that touchdown right here by Fort Laramie to go up 20-6. Snap back to Siegel, rushes on by Lima Perry, but the Commodores can't block it. The kick is away by Siegel. It's high and long inside the right upright. It is true. It's good. Last few seconds of the first half, Redskins are in front now by a count of 21-6. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie is fully licensed and insured. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman. They will give your system the tune-up it needs. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism, and building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, the Redskins, much like a week ago, Chuck, have responded to the bell in the second quarter, not at the outset of the game, but adjustments made, and a three-touchdown surge by Fort Laramie in quarter number two.
Yeah, they made nice adjustments, and offensively they're really starting to move the ball.
Redskins clicking both sides of the ball, up now 21-6 after spotting Lima Perry a touchdown and almost spotting the Commodores two scores in the first period. Kickoff by Fort Laramie, end-over-end kick, caught by Lima Perry at the 23. It is Maxwell running to the near side, trying to pick up a wave of blockers, and Fort Laramie powers downfield and belts him down at the 29-yard line. Good coverage on the play by Fort Laramie. Tackle made by Jacob Kitzmiller, who plowed right into the return man. We're all the way down to 4 seconds left here in the first half. Redskins lead at 21-6. Lima Perry to the line of scrimmage. Tell you what, Chuck, we haven't seen Gardner himself run it much. He's very quick afoot.
They've only run the ball twice here in the second quarter after having success in the first quarter. They've gone to throwing the ball almost exclusively.
Sure have. Commodores dominated Fort Laramie in the first period with rush after rush. And here's Gardner back to pass. Last play of the first half. He's looking downfield, running a figure eight in the offensive backfield. Time is expiring, and he's lassoed eventually around the shoulder pads and spun down back at the 20-yard line. And Fort Laramie stops the last play from scrimmage for Lima Perry. It results in a quarterback sack, and we played two quarters here at Lima Perry High School with Fort Laramie on top of the Commodores by a score of 21-6. Fine statement made by the Redskins in quarter number two. Good response to the 6 points by Lima Perry in the opening quarter. And Fort Laramie's on top by a 21-6 count here at the halftime intermission. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, delicious pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years. Putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place quite like Brookins, located in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Fort Laramie Redskins 21, Lima Perry Commodore 6 here at the halftime break. Outstanding second quarter by Fort Laramie. Chuck will return with our Wilson Health halftime report in a moment. Redskins up by 15 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
It is halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The Fort Laramie Redskins lead Lima Perry 21-6 at the halftime break. Lima Perry was up 6-0 at the end of one. Fort Laramie answered with three touchdowns in a row in that second quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, it doesn't get much better than the passing for Laramie. They were 2 for 2 for 38 yards in the first half. They ran the ball 25 times for 145 yards and three touchdowns running the football. They had 183 total yards, 6 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. Lima Perry ran it 16 times for 55 yards, 6 of 13 throwing the ball for 61 yards, 116 total, 6 first downs. They had almost all of those in the first half. They had 5 or in the first quarter. They only got 1 first down in the second quarter, and they had 2 big turnovers.
Chuck, it's amazing how well Fort Laramie has maximized the use of the forward pass in the past few weeks. A couple weeks ago against Lehman Catholic, one completion, it went for three-fourths the length of the field and a touchdown. How about that great play last week, play action in the single wing? They throw to Geyer, a pass in excess of 35 yards, difference of the game, a touchdown. It was a winning score, and tonight the very few forward pass completions, what, just a couple?
Two for two.
Have been huge, including that screen to Mesher late in the second quarter.
That was on fourth down. That kept the drive going, and that got them their 21st point. So, yeah, Worman throws the ball well. He doesn't have to throw it a lot, and they're better off when they can run it, but they do have the ability to throw the ball down the field.
And because that single wing is so difficult to stop on the ground, defenses eventually start to sell out,
of course,
against that run, and the pass becomes available. And head coach Whit Parks and his coaching staff are using the forward pass a few times a quarter so beautifully. It's disguised so well.
Well, Lehman, a couple of weeks ago, they had 11 kids within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. I've never seen that. And the Lormy only completed that one pass you talked about, but they had three other ones that were just over the outstretched hands of the receiver, or they would have scored a lot more than their 35.
But this game is starting to resemble last week's, a poor first quarter for Fort Loramie here tonight, but a standout second quarter. My, what a turnabout for the Redskins here tonight in the second 12 minutes. Fort Loramie down 6-0 after one, now leading 21-6 here at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Redskins 21, Lima Perry 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Digman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Digman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Do not miss out on the great sales of high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, too. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of Interstate 75. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings 24-7 at Goffney Furniture. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery and 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 Michigan in Sydney. Now, the Fort Loramie Redskins played one of their very best games of the year, Chuck, perhaps their most complete game a couple weeks ago in beating Lehman Catholic by a score of 35-19, led at 1 point in the fourth quarter, 35-13. Dick Rohl, head coach at Lehman. Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator. Lehman playing home tonight to Waynesfield Goshen. If Lehman wins, and the Cavaliers should, Lehman is in the postseason playoffs. We're not sure where Lehman will fall if Fort Loramie can hold on to this lead. The Redskins are in. Not sure exactly where the Redskins will fall, but those two schools, Lehman Catholic and Fort Loramie, somewhere in that 6-7-8 range, pending the outcomes of a few other games, including the Ada Allen East game tonight. We sat down with Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator of Lehman Catholic, earlier this week. He gave us his analysis of the Division 7 playoff picture in this region and talked about the outstanding quarterback play of Steve Monin this year for the Cavaliers.
We're led by Stephen Monin, who's really been taking over games offensively with his legs just in the last 5 weeks. I think through the first 5 weeks of the season, he may have had 150 yards rushing. As I look now, he's got over 800 yards rushing through nine games. So, which is a record at Lehman for a quarterback. So, he's really taken over with his legs and still doing it through the air. He's got over 1,000 yards passing. Jake Earhart's really come on, starting to run the ball, have a little bit of a burst through the line, which is good. You know, he has over 800 yards rushing as well. Dylan Arnold and Brandon Barhorst are two wideouts who have excelled. We have a very young offensive line. This week we're going to start an offensive line with not a single senior on it. So it should be the same line you see next year when we line up next fall.
I know in our coverage of the Lehman Catholic Fort Loramie game, I said the name Bunker, 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 time and time again.
Yeah, Michael Bunker is a force. He's a kid that that if we can get him harnessed, because he's not a force every play, but but when he wants to be, that he's a man. He's only a sophomore. He's 6'4", about 210, 220, plays defensive end and offensive tackle for us. And when that kid wants to, he can take over a ball game.
Mm-hmm. Analyze the postseason playoff picture for Lehman Catholic and Fort Loramie. Correct me if I'm wrong. If those two teams win, the Cavaliers and Redskins are both in the final eight, neither one hosting, both playing away.
Yes, that's my understanding of the math, Jack. A lot of people use the website, Joe Itell, who kindly, out of the goodness of his heart, not affiliated with anybody, does this for fun and follows the playoffs and whatnot. He uses algorithms and mathematics and doesn't individually calculate every single team, all 700 and some odd teams in the state. So he doesn't have us as a win and you're in type picture. And I don't know if he has Loramie even as that or not. But but we both, according to my math, if we win, we're in. Both Loramie and us could fall anywhere. Loramie will be either 7 or 8, and we will be either 6, 7, or 8. That's going to be conditioned upon a few games. The games of interest are going to be Ada. Ada plays Allen East this weekend. If Ada wins, then they're going to be up in the 4, 5, 6 range. If they lose, then Ada could fall all the way down to 8, could be 7. So they'll intermix with us. Loramie, Ada, Lehman will likely be, if Ada loses, that will be the 6, 7, 8 combination there. Of interest to Lehman is the Graham versus Urbana game. If Graham wins that game, I believe that will pop us above Loramie. So then that would be a situation where Loramie could potentially fall to 8 if Ada won their game.
And Minster and Covington are locked up at 1 and 2 respectively.
Yes, Minster and Covington, as long as they win, they're 1 and 2. They're locked irregardless, but they should both win their games this weekend. Fort Recovery will likely be in the 3 spot if they can take care of Versailles, and then Riverside will be 3 if they don't, or fall to 4 if they do. Miami Valley Christian's also in the picture there at the 5 or 6 spot.
Words of Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic. He has crunched the numbers just like the Fort Loramie assistants have. They're pretty consistent. If Lehman Catholic wins, Fort Loramie wins, they are both in, would play on the road. Covington, Minster locked up at 1-2. Minster 1, Covington 2. Fort Recovery, Riverside either 3 or 4, depending on whether Fort Recovery beats Versailles tonight. If Fort Recovery wins, Fort Recovery is more than likely 3, Riverside 4. It's interesting how this has all played out, Chuck. We didn't dream 4 or 5 weeks ago we'd be talking about 2 Division 7 teams in Shelby County with excellent shots at the postseason tonight.
No, we actually were talking about what are we going to do next Friday. So that's it's great to have them in this position, and they've battled themselves. And it's a tribute to the kids. It's a tribute to the coaching staffs of both these schools that didn't allow kind of a tough start to the season to deter them from getting better and better and better. I coach forever, and teams do not stay the same during the season. You get better, you get worse, and both these teams have definitely gotten better.
Very well said, Chuck. Thanks very much. We're about 6 minutes or so away from the start of the second half here tonight. Fort Loramie Band performed moments ago. Senior night here at Lima Perry, outstanding. Outstanding performance for the Fort Loramie Band.
Job, they're good.
Yes, excellent excellent band performance on the road here at Lima Perry by musicians from Fort Loramie High School. 21-6, Redskins lead Lima Perry here at the halftime break. We'd like to remind you that a lot of volleyball takes place tomorrow at Troy and at Tip City. District finals in Division 4 at 3 o'clock, Fort Loramie versus Fairlawn. At 4:30, Cincinnati Christian versus Jackson Center. At 6, it's Lehman Catholic against Miami Valley Christian. And in Division 3 play at Tippecanoe, the Versailles Tigers are on the floor at 11 versus Cincinnati Reading. At 12:30, Miami East versus Hamilton Baden. And at 2 o'clock, the Anna Rockets, who have enjoyed a splendid volleyball year, meet Cincinnati Roger Bacon. Regionals are next week. Division 3, Wednesday, Saturday, I believe. Division 4, Thursday, Saturday afternoon. And more than likely, we will be covering Division 4 volleyball action from Tippecanoe. That's next Thursday and Saturday. Next Thursday at 6 and 7:30. And then next Saturday afternoon, 1 week from tomorrow. 21-6, Redskins lead over Lima Perry here at the half. We'll return with more of our halftime when we come back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna. Village Utilities and Safety. Plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie 21, Lima Perry 6, here at the half. Well, as we've noted for you, Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic right in the thick of the playoff picture in Division 7. There were not seven divisions a few years ago in Ohio high school football. There were only six. A few weeks ago, we sat down, talked with Dan Ross, commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and asked him how the seven-division format in football here in the state has worked out.
The classifications are done 2 years in a row. Had a little bit of a blip with the classifications because of the community school issue that we dealt with, and we have a committee that will be working on that. But the seven-division piece has worked out very, very well. I know that always when you're on the bottom end of that 72 teams, because there's still a disparity between the numbers in the top and bottom of Division One.
Right.
I don't know whether there's ever a really good answer for dealing with that one, but it certainly freed up some schools in Division Two and on down that now have an opportunity to participate that probably would not have been competitive before in the divisions that they were in. So we'll continue to look at this, but it's been a very, very good couple of years with this, and it's been one we'll just continue to watch.
Other states around the country, the range in the number of divisions for football, for example, can you give us a little snapshot?
You'd be surprised, because there are states that have 250 schools, and they have six divisions.
Wow.
And so for me, I think the thing that bothers me with that is that that's really not the kind of competition that you want.
No.
And but it's sometimes that becomes a very, very political issue there.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, the other piece with that, you know, with going to the 7th Division, we went from 196 to 224, I think, schools
mm-hmm.
in our football playoffs. And I think most people feel like the system that we have is very, very good, that everybody probably shouldn't be in the playoffs. There are states where everybody's in the playoffs, and they just reduce the number of games. I think for us that's a little bit of an issue because most of our schools fund the non-revenue sports, the golf, the gymnastics, the cross countries, the tennis, mm-hmm. because those aren't revenue generating. They fund them with the gates from tennis and or from basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take away a home game or two so that everybody's in the playoffs, then you're going to be cutting into the revenue where they may have to look and say, I'm not sure we can offer tennis or golf or that because we lost a home football game. A couple of years ago, you remember, we added the two games in basketball.
Right.
And a whole lot of that was driven by schools that didn't have football but had basketball that gave them at least one more home date so that they could help fund their athletic programs.
Right.
Dan Ross, 12th year as commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our guest. You referenced several high school sports sanctioned by the OHSAA in the last moment or so. A year from the upcoming spring season, lacrosse will be a newly sanctioned sport by the OHSAA.
Yes, our Emerging Sports Committee made that recommendation to the board at the end of last year, and our board approved that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the 16-17 school year, and it will be a spring sport, which will, just as you mentioned, it will be a year from the coming spring. The spring of 2017 will be our first lacrosse season. We're very excited about that. It's a very, very fast-growing sport in this state. And it seems like if you took a line and you went from Cincinnati to Columbus to Cleveland, and then you drew from the middle of that line maybe a 30-mile piece on each side of that line, that you'd probably hit probably 80% of the schools that have lacrosse.
Interesting.
And it's kind of interesting when you do that because when we start placing those out. So we're in the process of putting the committees together of how this is going to be a seamless transition. The Lacrosse Coaches Association has worked with our emerging sports for a couple of years and trying to make sure that they were following all the OHSAA rules, and so the transition for this probably will be quite seamless. We're really hoping.
Dan Ross, Commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, talking about the 7-division format in football here in the state of Ohio. It has worked very well. It's a difficult animal to get your arms around, Chuck, in that very large Division One now. You've got schools with 1,200 boys, for example, Fairfield, Mason, and then you've got schools which are also Division One that are only half that size.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you can ever make it equitable. I think they've done a nice job of making it more equitable for the, especially for the higher divisions, the 5, 6, 7, and I think basketball is another one. The problem there, I guess, is finding the time to play more than four state tournament in that time period.
Sure,
there's real disparity in basketball, even much worse than football right now.
I think so. Yep. 21-6 Fort Loramie leads Lima Perry. We are seconds away from starting the third quarter. Lima Perry won the toss before the game deferred, and Fort Loramie will kick to the Commodores as we open action here in the second half. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, and Adam reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs some mobile devices, phones, and handhelds such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He's prompt. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Second half kickoff by Fort Loramie is a low line drive snared by Lima Perry at the Commodores 36 and run back 6 yards to the 42.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he ran into a brick wall. Kitzmiller put him straight back on his back.
Yeah, that was one mean tackle by Kitzmiller. No way you can get through him. Jacob is only 5'8". But I tell you what, Chuck, pound for pound, he's as good a football player as there is around.
No doubt about it.
At 5'8", he hits you like somebody 6'3", 6'4", 240, 250. Lima Perry, first and 10, 41-yard line. Snap back to Gardner. Whoops, the ball is loose. It's on the ground. And I think Fort Loramie's got it. Misconnection by Lima Perry. And what a bad start for the Commodores. Opening play here in the third quarter.
Well, you ask if you thought maybe that third touchdown was going to get into their confidence. And if that didn't, that did.
A messed up exchange. You're right, Chuck. That'll do it as quick as anything. When you turn the ball over that fast to start play in the second half of the game, Lima Perry needed a big drive in the worst way to make this thing interesting and put pressure on Fort Loramie. And a misconnection on the snap from center or handoff to begin action here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie takes over at the 38-yard line of the Commodores. And the Redskins sweep it around right end for a plus two on the first play, second half, for the red and black. Line of scrimmage, 35 of Lima Perry. And Fort Loramie can just about, and you never say, well, you leave an opening when you say just about, but the Redskins could darn near seal the deal early in the third quarter with a touchdown drive here. Here's a snap back on the play to Worman. Worman tries to drive right behind left guard, and he's flattened. Lima Perry nails him at the 34-yard line. Good hit up front by Perry. Kevin Allen, a senior at 250, put a bolt into Worman, who picked up maybe one. Third down and seven, Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the 34 of Lima Perry. First minute and a half, third quarter, Redskins up 21-6. Worman in the spread, no, direct snap to Mesher. And Mesher angles over right guard, look at him go. He's got a crease. He's beyond the linebackers, second level, 20-yard line. Stays on his feet, and he kicks those legs hard all the way to the 15. Execution supreme up front, Chuck. Gaping hole by the offensive line for Fort Loramie. Schultes and Hoying and Holdhouse and Putoff and Dylan Eilerman, they paved the way. Mesher did the rest. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, knocking on the door. That was a big conversion of first down on third down. Mesher at it again. Look at him go. He hot-foots his way down inside the 10, stays on his feet. He's nimble, displaying a lot of good balance. And he skipped all the way to the 5, inside it, another first down. Move the chains again. Goal to go, Redskins from the 4. Yep, Fort Loramie stemmed the tide late in the first quarter. Interception in the end zone, unofficially by Burning. That kept Lima Perry out of the end zone for the second time. They were already up 6-0. And then Fort Loramie took command with 3 second quarter scores and a touchdown here by Mesher as Mesher slices through outside right tackle, stays on his feet, and he stretches into the end zone for the score. 4 yard dart by Mesher, and the Redskins are now up 27-6.
Yeah, that pretty much took the doubt out of this one.
Fort Loramie has taken a stranglehold on the opponent in this game. Redskins in the driver's seat big time after spotting Lima Perry an early 6-0 advantage. Redskins almost went down 2 scores, but an interception in the end zone by the Redskins snuffed out that Lima Perry TD attempt. 4 successive touchdowns by Fort Loramie and 4 boots for PATs by Josh Siegel. One after each score, and the Redskins have mounted a 28-6 lead. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Here's the kickoff by Siegel, who makes sure he doesn't drive it deep to either Smith or Gardner. It's caught by one of the upbacks for the Commodores at the 24-yard line and returned to about the 30 or 31, and that's where Lima Perry starts first down and 10. Chuck, we've alluded to it before, but the kicking game for Fort Loramie continues to excel. Cody Gasson, better than 40 yards per punt now on the year. Josh Siegel, I failed to note at the outset of the game tonight, booted a 30-yard field goal last week, which was the longest field goal in Fort Loramie football history. How about that?
Yeah, it was a big field goal last week.
And Siegel continues to nail extra point after extra point right down the middle. Here's Gardner in the offensive backfield for Lima Perry. A fake and then a run around right end. Stays on his feet, twisting and turning over the 35, and he's decked at the 39. He did a lot of rambling from one hash mark to the numbers on the near side to get a positive 5. Shy of the 40 for Lima Perry. Second down, 5 yards to go.
Well, I hope I'm not jinxing this, but the only penalty I remember in this game was that 5-yard face mask. There has not been any procedure penalties at all.
Might have been one pre-snap motion call on Smith for Perry.
That's right. He did fall forward.
Yeah, but you're right. Limited infractions. This game's been played very cleanly. Speaking of Smith, here's a good run by him over right tackle. He's got a cavity and barrels through it to the 50 into Fort Loramie territory at the 48. Good enough for a first down.
Well, I thought maybe they went away from the run a little too quickly in the first half. I mean, they were really moving the ball on the ground. Then when they got behind, they started throwing it.
I won't disagree. Good comment, Chuck. First and 10 for Lima Perry. 48-yard line of Fort Loramie. And into the neutral zone goes a defensive lineman for the Redskins. Was he drawn? He might have been.
Yep.
5-yard pre-snap foul against Lima Perry.
Told you I was getting ready to jinx it. Pickle leads Troy 13-0. And the Pickle people are looking for a St. Mary's score. That must mean something for their playoff hopes.
I think you're right. St. Mary's needs a loss. That coupled with a pick will win, and the Indians have got a fighting chance to sneak in to that number 7 or 8 spot and qualify for the playoffs in this region of Division III. First and 15 for Lima Perry. Here's Gardner back to pass. No, it's a draw. Delayed handoff to Smith. Smith around right end, and he's bear hugged at the midfield stripe, and down he goes. Picked up a couple, but Fort Loramie will accept that. Second down and 12 and a half to go for a first down. 28-6 Fort Loramie. 8:20 left to go, third quarter. Lima Perry getting the play from the near side. It's Brandon Neal being communicated the play from Commodores head coach Jesse Kill, who was a fine quarterback at Delphi St. John's in the early 2000s. The snap rolls back to Gardner. Gardner's hemmed in. He's cornered back at the 40. Fort Loramie in hot pursuit, and they throw him down way back at the 38 or 39-yard line. Boy, Chuck, let's pick up some numbers. Wow. Fine penetration by the Redskins. That's Dylan Eilerman for one. With Dylan's big 6'4", 260 frame.
Moves pretty quick, doesn't he?
He came in on the top of the quarterback Gardner for Lima Perry, and he swallowed him up. Down went Gardner. The 40-yard line is where it's marked. Third down, 22 to go for Lima Perry. 4-5 receivers flanked, two to the far, three to the near side. Smith in the eye behind Gardner, drops to throw in the pocket. Oh, he moves those feet. He's jittery now, a little nervous. Fort Laramie catches up to him. He makes one man miss. Down he goes, near side of the field at the 32-yard line. Outstanding play by the Redskins again. Nate Plyman in there on the tackle. Dylan Eilerman once more. Daniel Burning, the linebacker for the Redskins. Good pursuit, too. And Lima Perry in deep trouble's got a punt. 6:40 left to go. Third quarter, 28-6 Redskins. Fourth down and 30 to go for Lima Perry. Commodores to punt from inside their 20. Redskins will get good placement on the field after this exchange. Oh, the quarterback, Gardner, in punt formation, wants to throw. No, it's Neal. Neal sends it up the near side. He pitches the football in punt formation, trying to catch Fort Laramie off guard. Incomplete near the 50, but a flag flies. Might be a pass interference call defensively, Chuck.
It is going to be, and the Lima Perry coach has got that call because he wasn't going to call that, and I think it was the correct call.
Yep, it's going to be a pass interference.
Still not going to be enough for a first down.
No, it doesn't carry an automatic first with it. Lima Perry needed 30. The result of the defensive pass interference is what, Chuck?
Well, 15 yards, yeah. And still it's still going to be fourth down.
And 15. That's exactly what it is. Fourth and 15 for Lima Perry from the Commodores 47. Of course, in the National Football League, it would have been a spot foul at the 50. Lima Perry would have gained three more yards. Nonetheless, Lima Perry is short. Commodores in punt formation again.
No, they got Gardner out there now. They're going to run an actual play.
I think you're right. I formation. Gardner 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fourth and 15. Low snap. He gets it at his shins. Rifles a pass near sideline. It's in the air at the 25. Two Fort Laramie defenders swatted out of bounds. Incomplete. Good defensive play by Fort Laramie.
Meyer and Worman.
Yes.
Boy, they just Worman came over from his safety, helped out. There was no way that was going to be complete.
Looked like Drew Worman was going up for a rebound on the basketball floor. He went up, nearly made the pick, batted that ball to the turf, and that's a good play because you don't want to pick it off. You gain possession in Perry's end of the field at the 47. Who did Worman team up with on that play, Chuck?
That was Jarrett Meyer.
Yeah, Drew and Jarrett were right on the intended receiver, Harrison, near side of the field. Redskins have it first and 10 at the Perry 47. Halfway through the third quarter, Fort Laramie leads it 28-6. Here's Mesher in sweep. And it's strung out by Lima Perry. Mesher running parallel to the line of scrimmage. Now cuts it upfield right in front of the Redskins bench. He's got a block. Another one to the 40. Inside at 36-yard line of Lima Perry goes Carter Mesher. 36 of the Commodores. Good run, but Mesher looked like he was going to run out of real estate eventually. He used the entire width of the field. And then he made a sharp left turn when he had to just before heading into the Redskins bench. And he had an escort of blockers up the far sideline. First and 10 Fort Laramie. 5:40 left in the third. Redskins run off right tackle. Beyond the linebackers, good enough for 12 more. Down to the 25-yard line.
They're getting
Mesher again.
They're getting a full complement of Mesher right here.
Oh, is Carter Mesher ever shifty? What savvy and know-how he displays running the ball.
He's a freshman. Yeah. I just keep having to tell myself that.
So instinctive, very talented. Good straight-ahead speed, but a patient runner. Uses discipline, enabling him to kind of feel his way with blocks, and then he explodes. Here's Mesher again, right tackle. He's down to the 21-yard line, spilled just shy of the 20.
That was a first down run for five or six more. Second down, Redskins, 5 minutes left. Third period of play, 28-6, Fort Loramie. As knee touches down after a three-yard advance officially. Second down and seven, Fort Loramie. Latter half of the third quarter, 28-6 Redskins over Lima Perry, which scored first tonight. Slot left. Snap comes back on the play to Worman, who feeds Mesher. Mesher countering right end. Makes a sharp left turn at the sideline. And behind a blocker or two, powers down inside the 16, maybe the 15-yard line. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. 2 yards shy of the first down stake. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie. Well, if that early third quarter fumble and ensuing Fort Loramie score did not put the game out of reach, a touchdown here certainly will. Third and two, Fort Loramie. It is Worman faking again. Worman keeps. He charges around right in, barrels down the sideline, inside the 10, lunges to the 6. Goal to go, Redskins. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter of this game. Worman went out of bounds far side. A timeout perhaps has been called by Lima Perry.
I got a player down, but he's getting on his feet.
28-6, Redskins lead it. Last 4 minutes of the third quarter. We'll keep it right here and let our listeners know all about our game sponsors, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And on the Dickman scoreboard, it's Fort Loramie up 28-6 over Lima Perry. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. Middendorf, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision in Anna, south edge of town, just off Route 25A, near I-75 and Honda. Take advantage of Anna Schools. Middendorf Builders, the developer, and call on Mitch Middendorf and Middendorf Builders to construct a beautifully customized home for you. Middendorf Builders can get it done. Customization perfectly done by Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. The developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, which has a number of fine wooded lots available, off Route 25A, south of Anna, Middendorf Builders, the developer. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Goal to go situation. 6 yard line of Lima Perry. Perry's only got to five or six linemen up within a few yards of the line of scrimmage. Here is Fort Loramie running over left guard. It's Carter Mesher, I think, high stepping his way, and he plants a foot on the goal line. He's over for six more. Redskins getting it done on the ground, chewing up yards and time off the clock, and Fort Loramie is up 34-6. Conversion here would make it a 29-point game, a point short of that magical 30, which triggers a running continuous clock. Siegel on for the PAT. It would be his fifth in a row. He has been splendid place kicking all year for the Redskins. Good snap, ball spotted down, and he booms it. Another job well done by Josh Siegel. Superb extra point try. And the Redskins are up at 29, 35-6, 4:26 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so the that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton, owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These are all our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Kickoff by Fort Loramie results in excellent coverage downfield, Chuck. Wow. Lima Perry pinned at its 15.
I think that was going to squirt out of bounds, and he made a play on the sideline and didn't go anywhere, so...
That's one you let roll to the sideline. You get the ball out at the 35. Lima Perry in a big hole, down 35-6. Redskins have turned this game around since the early stages of the second quarter. It has been all Fort Loramie for the last, 20 minutes of this game, the second period, and the first eight here in the third. Here is Gardner, the quarterback, handing off to Smith. Smith around left end, and it is a run for about 7 or 8 yards.
They've made a change. They've gone ahead and moved Neal in at quarterback now.
You're right, Chuck. Brandon Neal, who was thought to maybe start tonight if Plummy Gardner couldn't go after recovering from a concussion against Layman Catholic that week. Gardner played very well throughout the first period of this game. And I agree with Chuck, maybe the Commodores went away from the run a little too quickly in that second quarter. Here's a good rushing effort out over the 25, the 30. Good enough for a first down to the Commodores, 33. Brandon Neal, a 5'10 senior, running the show now in place of Gardner. He wears 5 on his back. According to our roster, Gardner is number 3, but he had 21 on his jersey to start the game tonight. Had us fooled. We didn't think that was Gardner. We thought it was a freshman Cooper, but it was Gardner.
Well, he got some air time, though, so that was good for the young man.
First and 10, Lima Perry. Fake jet sweep to the right, then a pitch out to the left. Here's a good run from scrimmage, blazing a trail across the 50 into Fort Loramie territory. It is Smith down the far sideline, toppled eventually at the 39. Dazzling play by the Commodores. First and 10 inside the 40 of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Redskins well in command, though, 35-6. Boy, that's Lima Perry's best offensive play, Chuck, since late first period.
Well, I mean, you can see where Neal gives them a lot more skill at running the football.
Yes.
At that spot.
Brandon Neal guiding the show at the moment for Lima Perry. Man in motion almost prematurely. Neal keeps, tries to dash around right end, lowers the boom into a Fort Loramie tackler who won't be denied. The hit made at the 39-yard line. Getting up from that stop for Fort Loramie was Cody Gasson, who smacked down the ball carrier Neal. He got 1, 2nd and 9. 38-yard line of Fort Loramie. 2:10 to go. Third quarter. 35-6. Redskins lead it. Lima Perry to the line of scrimmage. Couple receivers left. 2 near side on the right. Man in motion across the formation for Lima Perry. Here's the ball given to Smith. A little juke move with the line of scrimmage. And he is met solidly. stood up at the 38-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what, Smith is in motion forward on almost every snap.
He is. It does look like he takes a dance step ahead before the hike. I thought so there, but it was not called.
No, and they should have given the ball to Neal that time, but now they're going to go in with the passing quarterback. So Gardner's back in the game.
And the officials have given Smith the benefit of the doubt. He has been judged to be in motion before the snap, I think only once or twice all evening. Here's Gardner back on the field of play. Quick look in pass over the middle. It is no good. Intended for Lamonte Nichols down at the 25-yard line.
He threw that a little hard.
Yep. It was a slant. He was available. Nichols couldn't clutch it. That was a 3rd-and-9 play. Now it's 4th-and-9 for Lima Perry at the Fort Loramie 38-yard line.
I think Neal got hurt on that last running play, too. I think he's sitting down there holding his head, sitting on the bench.
Oh, he was belted by Cody Gasson. Two receivers far left side. Quarterback Gardner in the pocket. He gets happy feet, then lofts one late down the middle. Jump ball, 10-yard line. It is bobbled and tipped away by the Redskins in the secondary. And Fort Loramie takes over at its own 38-yard line, 58 seconds left here in the third quarter of this game. Well, what a turnabout Fort Loramie made this week after the first quarter, Chuck, just like 1 week ago.
Well, you know, hopefully they learn, and maybe it was because of the competition. When they get into the playoffs next week, they cannot have that kind of start.
Exactly. And Coach Whit Parks talked about it in the pregame for Fort Loramie tonight when he remarked that he said to his players, hey, guys, sometimes you can get it turned back on during the game. Some weeks you can't.
You cannot. You start
flat, you play flat, you finish flat. But fortunately, 2 weeks in a row, slow beginning, and then Fort Loramie has managed to regenerate its offense and defense. Here's a crisp running play.
Jake Ward.
Right up the middle. It's Jake Ward splitting two linebackers. He goes deep into Lima Perry secondary. He blasts out over the 50, stays on his feet, and explodes all the way to the Commodore's 40. Fort Loramie displaying a nice collection of good running backs. Ward just a junior. Carter Mesher just a freshman. Here's Fort Loramie's Worman. Worman sprints between right guard and tackle. Or was it Ward again?
It's Ward. I think Worman's out.
Worman's out.
Yep.
That's a good move. Get Drew on the sideline.
Smart move.
Don't want an injury in the latter stages of this game. That was Ward as he sliced ahead for five to the 35-yard line. And the last thing you want to do in what is now a 35-6 blowout is suffer an injury to a key starter. Waiting seconds, third quarter, and that will do it. Redskins will have the ball at the Lima Perry 35 when we come back. Fort Loramie 35, Lima Perry 6 after three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Redskins fourth quarter moving from north to south to our right. On second down and five, Brad Plyman surges behind his offensive line, and he powers down to the 31, maybe the 30. First and 10 for the Redskins.
Redskins trying to score going this direction for the first time in the game.
You're right, Chuck. Yes. Fort Loramie has produced good second and third quarters, moving south to north in this game. And now heading to a right here in the fourth. A touchdown by Fort Loramie here would result in a continuous clock. Redskins run over right guard, short advance. Lock, the big defensive lineman, piles up the ball carrier at about the 27. Well, this is a standout performer for the Perry Commodores. Dustin Locke, 6'1", 240, a senior. May have heard the pregame when Jesse Kill, head coach of the Commodores, highlighted Locke. We've mentioned him a few times tonight. He was very good in the first half. Heart and soul of the defensive line for Lima Perry is Locke. Second down, 7. Redskins outside the 25 of Lima Perry. A minute 15 gone here in the fourth. Here's the running play before Loramie busting into the clear. Outside right tackle goes Ward. Ward's beyond a linebacker, being pursued by the cornerback at the 10. Ward stays on his feet down inside the 5. Run out of bounds at about that point.
Where's that young man been?
Oh, Jake Ward. He's got very quick feet, too. Redskins knocking on the door with 10:41 to go in the fourth. 35-6. New line of scrimmage right at the 5. Fort Loramie with 1, 2, 3 players in the offensive backfield. Boy, that single wing look real tough to defend. Direct snap to Ward. Ward goes slashing over left tackle, that makes a cut back at the 2-yard line, lunges ahead to about the 1. He almost got in, didn't quite make it. Goal to go from the 1, second down, Redskins. 10:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead, 35-6. Again, a TD would make it a continuous clock. Understand that Trotwood is feeding.
Thumping Butler.
Yeah.
that's kind of shocking.
32-7 at Butler.
Yep.
Butler went into the game with the GWOC North wrapped up, a 2-game lead. Here's Jake Ward. He's done the damage on this drive. You might as well culminate the effort.
Why not?
And he dives up and over his offensive line into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Redskins are up 41-6. 2 minutes even gone here in the fourth quarter. Well, the game started slowly for Fort Loramie. Redskins' first two series, 3 and out. Meanwhile, Lima Perry was piling up first down after first down. One successful TD drive. It looked like another one. Fort Loramie made a pick in the end zone, and the game turned from the second quarter on. Here's the extra point try by Josh Siegel, and Chuck, he proves he is not perfect all the time.
Well, you know, you kind of lose concentration when you're up 41-6.
If indeed that was Josh, I'm not
sure. It might not have been.
Yeah, it might not have been this late in the game. Could have been a substitute place kicker, but the boot was a shade off to the right. No good. And the score remains Fort Loramie. Well, the scoreboard shows 42. I clearly thought the official signaled wide right.
What I saw. This should be 41-6.
Should be 41-6 Redskins. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Lima Perry High School. The Redskins have tacked on their 6th touchdown of this game. and lead it 41-6 over Lima Perry. Fort Loramie kicking off from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Kick fumbled at the 18. It muffed, picked up by Lima Perry. Then a good return underway across the 30, 35, 37-yard line as it was brought down the field by Wanya Smith, the good tailback for Lima Perry.
He is a good football player.
Yes, he is. Yeah, like him very much. Lima Perry starts at first and 10 at the 38-yard line. You stop and think, Chuck, about the Northwest Central Conference. Several of the teams, in addition to Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic, have got excellent components, some very good players at skill positions.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Riverside, Upper Soda Valley.
Yeah, we've seen some good. The league is better than it's been in the past, that's for sure.
Exactly. You're dead on about that. Here's a screen to the right by Lima Perry, and a lot of razzle-dazzle, a net of plus three. Second down and seven, Lima Perry at the 41. Continuous clock in play now, 9:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins are in the postseason. We'll simply have to wait till maybe sometime around midnight or after to see how the computer rankings adjust themselves following the completion of tonight's games. Where will Fort Loramie wind up, 7 or 8? Here's a long pass by Lima Perry down the far right side of the field. Over the shoulder catch is made at the 35-yard line of the Redskins. Run after catch to the 27 or 8. Tackle made right there. Was that thrown by Neal, Chuck?
No, they've got the
new quarterback
Gardner back in the game.
Plummy Gardner aired one out. Boy, he threw a spiral right on the money. And running under that one was Dylan Maxwell. He hauled it in stride. But to simply hit the boundary with a foot out of bounds. Ball marked for play where? 28 of the Redskins. Gardner, a sprint out to the left. Stops on a dime, wants to throw. Fort Loramie says, no, you're not going to be able to do it. In fact, the Redskins put a jolt into him and tackle him for a huge sack. I mean, a big one, some 14 yards. A minus 14 on that play. Second down coming up for Lima Perry. That's hurt Perry, especially since the second quarter. Some negative plays.
Well, that's five sacks now for a negative 46 yards.
Boy, you dig that kind of a hole. I don't care what kind of an offense you've got.
Yeah.
No matter how prolific it is, when the defense knows you have to throw deep, it's going to be stopped. Gardner play action, rolling right back at the 50. Another sack by the Redskins. Wow, that was a textbook tackle. And we've got to make sure we get the number of that young man.
It was Eilerman again.
Yes, it was.
And he went through. That was Justin Eilerman.
I believe it was. Yep.
And he went through two blockers that time and made the tackle. That was pretty impressive.
And now for Lima Perry, Chuck, it is third down and over one-third the length of the field to go for a first down. 6:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. 41-6 Fort Loramie. Here's a slant pattern. It's rifled by Gardner, intended on the play for Hairston. He goes down to one knee at the 40-yard line, but he can't get his hands under it. It's on the turf, incomplete. Hairston tried to scrape that one off the grass, could not get his fingers below the ball. He trapped it, and it's fourth down for Lima Perry. On the incomplete pass, the clock continues to tick. The spread for Fort Loramie is in excess of 30, so we are in mercy rule, continuous clock, no stoppage at this point in time. Gardner in the pocket, hemmed in, a lot of traffic behind the line of scrimmage, throws deep down over the middle in a congested area, nearly intercepted, nearly caught, broken up, it's on the turf, incomplete.
That was Alec Holthouse, very nice play.
Indeed, Holthouse got a hand in there, stripped it from the receiver, looked for a split second like he might make a fantastic play well downfield. It was Hairston again, and Fort Loramie takes it over on downs at the 49. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. Despite a change of possession, the clock continues to move.
That's good because I started to shut this window and I noticed that they took it out. So I can't shut it and I'm freezing.
You're right. It's wide open. There's nothing to move from right to left to seal up our space in the press box. Thank goodness no wind.
Yeah, it's not a horrible night, but...
And we've got Fort Loramie being penalized for delay of game, perhaps?
I'm not real sure. I just think they hadn't done flags in a while.
Or the officials...
called a timeout.
Yep, timeout, no penalty called. Fort Loramie got a timeout before the play clock subsided. It is 41-6 Redskins over Lima Perry, 5:33 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
That sounds good right now, too.
Oh, that would be tasty, wouldn't it? That would be mighty
tasty. Some vegetable soup and a little strawberry pie at the end.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's?
Like I just told you.
49-yard line of Fort Loramie. Redskins in command, 41-6. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A number of substitutions for the Redskins. We will try to detail them all for you. We've seen a lot of Jake Ward, especially in that last offensive set. Looks like a new running back who takes the direct snap here.
That's Holdhouse.
It's Alec Holdhouse putting his head down and barreling to about the 38 of Lima Perry. Second down and 7 for the Redskins. Yep, so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors all night long here on scoresbroadcast.com, including 3 specific Fort Loramie game sponsors who are on the air all year long when the Redskins play. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. And here are the Redskins running into daylight beyond the linebackers at the 40. Inside the 30. Tackle finally made at the 28 or 9-yard line. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Alec Holdhouse on the dash.
Don't miss a beat, do they?
Now, Redskins offensive line has been superb since the start of the second quarter. Tate Schultes at center, offensive lineman Mike Hoing, Nolan Holdhouse, Sam Putoff, Dylan Eilerman. They have been outstanding. Frank Meyer has filled in up front as well. He's been super.
And they got all subs in there now, and they're doing a fantastic job too.
Uh-huh. Snap back on the play. Holdhouse again, bear hugged at the point of attack and dropped at the 28-yard line. Down to 3:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. One of our specific Fort Loramie game sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at tomjerrys.com. And as I mentioned, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Redskins running over right guard, new ball carrier this time. Did I recognize number 6?
That's what I thought I saw, Mason Kemper. Yeah, that could be 5.
It was either Connor Myring or...
It was Myring.
Yeah, Connor Myring. Backup quarterback, defensive back, 5'10 junior. He carved out 2 or 3 yards. Third down for Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage to the Lima Perry 24, 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter, 41-6 Redskins lead it. Myring running the show. Here's the snapback, running play, right tackle, ball carrier hit at the 24 and pulled forward to the 21, very close to a first down, maybe a yard shy.
Nate Ratterman.
Yep, Nate Ratterman. Another freshman ball carrier lugged it for the Redskins. 4th and 2, Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go in the fourth. Line of scrimmage outside the 20 of Lima Perry. Redskins coming up to the line. Let's see what Fort Loramie does on fourth down. Ball handled in the offensive backfield. And the ball carrier for Fort Loramie nestles forward for maybe a gain of a foot or two. I think he's short of the first down.
I think so, too.
And the Redskins graciously turned the ball over on downs to Lima Perry. That was the sportsmanlike thing to do in that situation. 2 minutes to go, 41-6. Redskins are in the lead. I'd like to remind you about Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance will customize auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. North of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, phone 937-492-1857. Lima Perry, a first down run for about eight, out to the 29-yard line, second and two for the Commodores. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight. The Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. And American Architectural Glass in Clayton. As well as Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders will customize a home for you. It will be exquisite, exactly to your tastes and needs. Home customization at its best at Middendorf Builders, which is also the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, Route 25A, south edge of Anna. Anna Schools, Anna Utilities near Honda, near I-75. Plenty of wooded lots available. Route 25A, Timber Trail Subdivision, the developer, Middendorf Builders. Second down and five for Lima Perry at the Commodores 39 with 25 seconds to go in this game. Last score we had, Chuck, was Greenville 7, Sydney 6. Late in the third quarter, Anna was leading St. Henry 9-0 at the half in that game. And this one, as a result of a continuous clock much of the second half and throughout the fourth quarter, culminates on a 2-yard running play by Lima Perry. It's all over. The Fort Loramie Redskins, after spotting the Commodores a 6-0 lead early, roar from behind and win this game convincingly 41-6. 41-6 Redskins take it. Chuck, who is our Clancy star of the game?
Well, there's a lot of options out there. You can give it to the whole offensive line, but I want to go with Jacob Kitzmiller. He was really tough in crunch time when they were coming back from their 6-0 deficit. So he is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yep, Kitzmiller wins the honor. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Outstanding performance by the Fort Loramie football team tonight, which belts Lima Perry to the tune of 41-6. Chuck, also a splendid show with the band. Fort Loramie musicians were really sharp. They looked and sounded so good tonight here at Lima Perry, performing for, it seemed like, about two-thirds of the halftime session.
Well, and I watched the twirler for a little bit just because I'm just amazed by it. And she had three out there. She does some pretty incredible stuff, too.
Yeah, well done all the way around the night by the Fort Loramie football team and the band musicians. They were all excellent.
I'm sure the cheerleaders were terrific, too. We just can't see them.
It was a successful road trip all the way around for Fort Loramie, which wins tonight easily over Lima Perry. Slow start. Redskins trailed 6-0 early. We're almost down 12-0, burning with a pick in the end zone to stop that TD drive by Lima Perry. And then quickly, Fort Loramie erased that 6-0 deficit as the Redskins went on to tally six consecutive scores. Lima Perry was blank the rest of the game. Fort Loramie won it 41-6. Boy, what a job Whit Parks, head coach at Fort Loramie, has done.
Well, we saw that offense against Riverside.
Right.
It was the first week he had to implement it because they lost their quarterback, Austin Siegel. Didn't look great, but did some decent things out of it. It is a well-oiled machine right now.
Oh, yeah. Whit Parks loves this single wing, and his Redskin players have responded. They perform it beautifully. Four losses, then six straight wins by the Redskins, who tonight assured themselves of no worse than a tie for the Northwest Central Conference Championship and also a berth in the postseason. The Redskins will be on the road next week, either at Covington or Minster, more than likely one of those two. Check joeitel.com, joeitel.com, around midnight or so to see where Fort Loramie finally does fall. Redskins' seventh straight appearance in the postseason. How about that? As head coach Whit Parks continues the fine tradition built here at Fort Loramie by Matt Burbacher. 41-6 Redskins win it. Again, so many thanks to our great sponsors. Check the scoresbroadcast.com website for our feature game next Friday evening. Don't forget, we'll have volleyball for you. Division 4 regional semifinal play from Tippecanoe next Thursday. Matches at 6 and 7. We'll be on the air at about 5:45 next Thursday from Tippecanoe for Division 4 regional volleyball play. And we'll have a football playoff game for you in Division 7 next Friday evening. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Lima Perry, where the Redskins down the Commodores 41-6. It's on to the playoffs.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.